While Canada's passport backlog has improved significantly and locals report receiving them much more quickly, some people say they aren't receiving all of the documents that they expected. In the spring, passport lineups made headlines across the country, as people camped out overnight to reserve their spots in sprawling queues. Some Metro Vancouverites even paid people to wait in line for them, paying up to $800 for the service. Now, many people have submitted their passports and say they only received part of what they expected to get back. The process for renewing a passport is much simpler than applying for a brand new one. But when you apply to have your passport renewed, you need to submit your old one if it is still valid. Once your old passport is sent with your application, it will be cancelled and can no longer be used for travel. However, it will be returned to you once your new passport has been issued. Many people have mailed in their passport applications along with their passports but haven't received their old passports at the same time that they get their new ones. Other people say they got their old passports back but are still waiting to receive the new ones. Other supporting documents often sent in with passport applications include birth certificates or certificates of citizenship. Passport Canada says that people will receive their supporting documents, including their old passports, in a separate package from their new ones. Don't worry if your supporting documents were not returned to you along with your new passport. The original documentation you submitted will be sent to you separately. pic.twitter.com/jk6z2vic21 Passport Canada. At Passport Can, November 9, 2022. Passport Canada wait times improve but many locals report long waits. While the new passport comes in a separate package, many people say they haven't received both packages, even after several weeks or months. One woman tweeted that she only received her supporting documents and has been waiting for 2 weeks for her new passport to arrive. Another woman said she received her supporting documents in October but still hasn't received her daughter's new passport. I have sent a web form requesting an update, 3 times but no response. This is ridiculous. I submitted her application in June, she wrote. Delhi of Shari writes that they submitted their passport applications for their 3 children 7 months ago and haven't received an update. I have vacations booked for the holidays and need their passports. When do I get their passports? They asked. Many people across Metro Vancouver have also reported long wait times for passports that they've mailed in, while others say there are still sprawling lines at some Service Canada offices. Andy Anderson, the founder of the crowdsourced Passport Waiting Time Canada website, says wait times appear to be improving across the country. The overall picture is things are improving, he told VIA, noting that the group's figures are slightly inflated by people who have been waiting since early in the year. It seems people that applied in the last 2 or 3 months are receiving their passports much quicker. But while many people are receiving their passports in under a month, others report waiting up to 10 months, Anderson noted. Find out more information about how to apply for your passport and what some locals had to say about their experience getting the travel document.